It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to Rahimi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we just got done with a Bears hit from Mark Grody talking to us about how the Bears feel about their upcoming matchup with the Rams. The Rams, who had to work to earn that win over the Carolina Panthers. That was no easy game for them. As we saw, it ended up being a three-point game where they won on the road 34-31, and that is a team who has beaten them before. So it's safe to say that a comeback is in play against this Rams team, if possible.
Here's what I want to say about the Rams. I know they have the best offense in football. It is like, in totality, their offense was the best in football. Highest scoring, highest yards, in totality.
But the substat of totality, comma, for real.
Yes, for real.
Not just part, for real.
At the same time, Layla, this is a team that went 12-5 in the regular season. And heading into week 13, they were sitting there at 9-3 and looking pretty doggone good. They went 3-3 down the stretch. You mentioned the loss to the Panthers. They also lost an exciting overtime battle at Seattle. And they also lost to the Falcons, who did finish the year strong. The Falcons did.
Cool.
But let me give you some numbers. 20, 27, 38, 34, 17, 31. Those are the point totals they allowed over their last six games. They can be had.
They can, and their defense, while it does have some stars, as we've talked about, like Jared Verse is awesome, and tends to, I think, kind of rise up in the playoffs. You know, we saw that last year. He had an incredible
playoff. Crazy last year.
Well, the funniest was when he ended the quarterback hit with the Jimmy Superfly Snuka flying tackle, which I don't know how that was named, like, not penalized, but I'm cool with it because it was funny. You don't want him doing that to your quarterback. But then you look at like Byron Young, for example, who had 12 sacks on the season, 12 tackles for loss, 101 total tackles. So there are people to be respected on that defense. There's no doubt. And Ben Johnson brought them up as well. You know, you respect the three tech for sure. But this is a team that, despite being so respected offensively, they still ended up with five losses in the regular season. I think it was because of the division they're in. They lost to the 49ers 26-23. They lost to the Panthers, as we mentioned before, 31-28. Lost to the Seahawks in that thriller, 38-37, the Falcons game. You know, the Eagles game is probably the one where you're saying to yourself at the time, well, that's the champions beating a slightly not as good team. But now we know that that's not true. You know, they played their best football, winning 6 games in a row in the middle of the season. And that's where they really started to cook and come on.
I think the tell is that of their five regular season losses, only one of them came to a non-playoff team. And that was a Falcons team that was right there in a bad division. I'm not saying the NFC South is full of world beaters, but that's the only game they lost to a non-playoff team.
Well, and the fact of the matter is, too, their two games against the Cardinals were in the latter part of their season. You know, they beat them 45-17. Then they beat them 37-20 to end the season. So that'll help pad your offensive stats as well.
True.
Took down the Lions 41-34. So I think you're fair to say, especially given how they've played the Panthers twice this season, that if you match up properly, this is a team that you can theoretically do some work against.
Weren't the Panthers 10.5 dogs in that game?
Yes.
And
yeah.
That's at their place. And people are like, the Rams are just going to... Listen...
Double-digit home dog rules still apply.
If I told you the Bears are going to host the Rams, and in the fourth quarter of that game, Caleb Williams is going to have the ball with a minute left and a chance to either tie or win the game because they're only down three, you would sign up for that today.
Because you know the team that you've been watching all season.
Absolutely.
The team that stressed everybody out. And I think what you said about the special teams is correct. The Bears have a clear and outright advantage on special teams.
And I'm not saying that the Rams don't have a clear and outright advantage on offense and defense, but I think Ben Johnson's offense is a lot closer to Sean McVay's offense than the special teams is of the Rams to the Bears' special team. There's a huge gap. That they had to fire their special teams coordinator midseason.
And that's not what you want. You know, our punishment for the Cincinnati game was just saying you had to take an Uber pool back. It's a long Uber pool ride. But firing was not part of the discussion.
Didn't make anybody walk home. Just no. Take the Uber pool.
Not Uber. No. Not flying back. Not even the bus. Uber pool was the sufficient punishment for that.
And that's not even that long of a ride. Cincinnati's not that far from here.
An Uber pool it is.
Oh, okay. Especially if you're stopping, dropping people
off.
Or
the Lyft line.
Okay, that's
suddenly fair. Your little 7-minute trip turns into a 35-minute chat.
Pre-pandemic, I took a lot of Uber pool because it was just economically. I wasn't in a hurry. It was economically responsible.
Me too. I met a lot of interesting people on a Lyft line, like a professional makeup artist on one, a professional model. It was very interesting.
I should have been in your Lyft lines.
You would have appreciated. That was one Lyft ride one time. But the point is, this is not now. So, special teams coordinator getting fired. And that would indicate that there's an issue. Block punt happens in the game against the Panthers. When you know that the game comes down to one score most likely in the NFL, there's hope.
There's more than hope. There is more than just a crack in why the Bears can win this game. I always tell people, like, every man has a chance with a woman that he's interested in. That chance may be the size of a peephole, or it could be floor-to-ceiling window.
The ceiling is the roof. Get Michael Jordan here.
Good luck.
And yes, to be fair, Michael Jordan has been spotted at Blackhawks games, but that's been many years ago. That's 15 years ago, I believe.
The ceiling is the roof.
I knew what he meant.
The point is, the Bears have larger, much larger than the chance of a keyhole of beating the Rams. They have a sizable window. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how this game plays out, because the league is going to be curious to see how Ben Johnson's cardiac Bears react when facing the ultimate test offensively in Sean McVay's Rams.
Coming up next here on Raheemy Harris and Grody, we continue our busy day of having some big name guests. He almost mushed the team. The meatball machine was full of people who didn't want him in the vicinity of the city, but he came out okay. Danny Perkins was at the Bears game. He wore the majestic robe. He will talk to us about his game along with what's next. Does he come back for the divisional? Are you okay with it? Can you handle it? We'll discuss with Danny next.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.